Tribal casinos are currently the largest employers in 10 Wisconsin counties, and tribes say they could create even more jobs if they could get long-term loans to finance new businesses and community development projects. But the tribes can't get such loans because their gaming compacts last only 5 years. The Attorney General for the Forest County Potawatomi, Jeff Crawford, says tribes are asking the governor to consider expanding the compact length to 20 and possibly 30 years.
A study just came out that said that we are sitting on about $600 million worth of development that we could be doing in the next few years if we had the ability to have a longer-term compact to get the long-term financing.
Department of Administration Secretary George Lightborn says the governor is willing to talk about lengthening compacts, but in a recent letter to the tribes, he suggested that each tribe should negotiate individually. But Crawford says the tribes don't like that idea.
We think that the 8 tribes have enough issues in common that it would go much smoother and faster if we were to negotiate as a group.
One obstacle to the longer compact plan is a lawsuit filed last October by the owner of the Dairyland Dog Track in Kenosha. That suit is still in court. Crawford says if it's successful, it could shut down all casinos in the state by forbidding the state from renewing any of the existing tribal gaming compacts.
In essence, what they're saying is that we should not have the right to negotiate, even though the governor of Wisconsin does have that right under current law.
If the state agrees to expand the compacts, the tribes have offered to add another $6 million to the current $24 million annual payment they make to the state from gaming revenues. The 8 tribes have kicked in $660,000 for a set of television ads to promote the longer compact idea. The ads began running in most major cities in the state last week. The current tribal compacts begin expiring late next year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.